Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'll tell you, you know, life is amazing. Life is good. But, you know, I got some news yesterday, and I just want to talk to you guys about this, but this was interesting and just like, you know, wow, what do you do with that? But, you know, so many times you live life and you're just going, you know, do the routine, what you have to do, your responsibilities, you go to your place of work and you just interact, get the kids off, make sure they're in school and every day, you know. And for some reason, we all know that things, you know, happen and, you know, things can move change at any moment. But when it happens to you, you know, or someone that you know, you just, it kind of just, oh man, just kind of jolts you a little bit. Mm-hmm. Well, yesterday, I happened to find out that a distant relative, a family member of mine, passed away. Mm-hmm. And man, that just like, I was like, wow, what, you know, it just really got me, you know? And I was able to get in contact with some family and talked, and she had some surgery that happened and it didn't go well. And this was a wonderful woman. I mean, it was so much full of life and vitality. And I mean, there's some people that you meet that just in a few minutes, you're just like, man, you're cool. You know what I'm saying? You're just like, I like you. I like you. Mm-hmm. And she had that her name was Maria. She had that flair about her. And I didn't get a chance to see her much when I was growing up, but the time that I did interact with her and see her, and I saw her recently, actually, at her mom's funeral, and she was just so loving to my family and my children. Just, I mean, she made an impact. You know, in fact, on our ride home, my wife and children were talking about, hey, wasn't Maria so sweet? And wasn't she so nice? Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, kept talking about her and our time together. But I was sad to hear about her passing. And what her family, her daughter, you know, Yvette and her son, Brandon and KK and all the family members, Ida and everyone that is going, you know, through the mourning process. But, you know, a smile came to my face when I remembered and just was reflected on how much she loved the Lord and that she had a relationship with God. And as I was talking to a family member, he was telling me, yeah, I'd go over there and have a cup of coffee and a slice of cake and we'd talk about the word and she'd have her Bible open. And, you know, those are the things that you remember about people, you know, and it just reminded me again, about the brevity of life and to appreciate and to understand what we're doing every day, why we're doing what we're doing, you know, that life is but a vapor. Mm-hmm. We're here today and we're going to be gone one day tomorrow in this life. Mm-hmm. And always at, you know, when someone's passed, you always think about the strongest things that happen in their life, the things that you remember. And the question for all of us today that, you know, are still here is, what do we want people to remember? Or is what people are going to remember the things we want them to remember? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I wish you didn't remember that. Can you forget that moment? Would you remember this other moment, you know? And to know, you know, where are we going? What is this whole, you know, life about? And let me tell you, if you don't know, it's about Jesus. It's about knowing him. It's about coming into the saving knowledge, the revelation of who he is. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk in one of our programs, because we're four programs back to back, about this beautiful person, fully man, fully God, Jesus. And the great humility that he walked in that just still marvels us today. But this is what it's all about, knowing him knowing you, and walking in intimate fellowship with him. And out of that fellowship, he will produce so many wonderful, beautiful things in your life that you'd just be totally amazed. And that's it. You know, that's it. This is life. And Jesus came that we would have life and more abundantly, but it gets us to focus on what are we doing here and what are we doing to affect the lives of others? Right. What kind of impact are we having on people? You know, I've been to so many funerals. I mean, I can't even count how many funerals. And this, I've been to a bunch of funerals as a child, and as an adult, I went to even more. But, I mean, probably well over 30. I mean, I just... tons of funerals. And it always amazes me, you know, of things that are said, that moment of the person, how they lived, what they, you know, what kind of impact they had on others, and also about who was there and who wasn't there, and who was there to carry a casket and who wasn't. And oftentimes I've noticed that, you know, the people that are carrying caskets are so far removed from the actual person that actually passed away. And you wonder, you know, what is that all about? You know, what was missing in that opportunity to develop relationship that you couldn't find anybody? You know what I'm saying? There was no one there to build relationship, that maybe a stranger had to carry the casket. And we need to be living a life that has impact, that has fruit, that there's, you know, hey, I'm sorry, we can't have 50 people carry the casket. I know you guys all want to, and, and he would want you to, but we can't have 100 people carrying the casket. You know, we have to boil it down to just 6 or 7. This is going to be a hard thing to do. And that's not sometimes always the case. And you realize that in your home, that you'll be, you're going through trials, and you're going through, you know, hardship maybe in your life today. And it seems to be so much bigger. It seems to be just wearing you down, and it's robbing and stealing your joy. It's bringing discomfort and maybe even strife in your family. But when you think about the alternative, and you think about, hey, this is going to be over. You know what I mean? This is, this is going to be over. Understand that perspective is a beautiful thing. It helps us to realize, hey, you know, we probably don't need a major on something that is quite minor at this moment. You know, in light of eternity, in light of what is to come, we need to bring things back into perspective. But I just wanted to give a special shout out, Maria. You'll be missed, and you're loved, and we're, our, you know, prayers and heart is with all those that are mourning today. But, you know, our hope always, always is in Jesus Christ. And we'll have the joy one day, hopefully reuniting with all the ones that have passed and gone before us, those who have known the Lord. And that's going to be a beautiful reunion, and one that I'm excited about. And we have that chance every single day to recalibrate, reset, refocus, and understand, why are we here? Why are we here? And who are we living for? And I'll tell you, there's nothing greater than living for Jesus. And so if you yourself haven't made that decision, you've been hanging around the cross, and you know of God, and you may be familiar with church and the body of Christ, and you're familiar, and but you don't know him. There's a lot of people know about him. There's a ton of people that know about God, Jesus. But you personally don't know him. You personally, when you evaluate your life, when you just look in the depths of your heart, if you were very honest with yourself, you would say, you know, I know who he is. I know about the cross. You know, I went to church. I know the Bible stories. I know all that.
Right.
But if you were to ask me if I know him, do I have intimate relationship? No, I would say no. If that's you, then let me tell you, you can make that decision and not just hang around the cross, but get on the cross, die to yourself, and live for Jesus. Give your life to him. He'll change your life forever. And it'll be the best decision of your life. You know, your things that are going on in your life may not necessarily change, but at least you know the one who holds tomorrow and holds the keys to eternity and life. And trust me, you know, I'd rather have a bad day with Jesus than a great day without him.
That's right.
And he's Lord. He's Master.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.